Kissimmee Representative Mike Horner is sponsoring the bill. It closes a loophole which tobacco shops use to avoid paying some state and federal taxes. Currently, a consumer pays about $20 less in taxes on a carton of cigarettes at a roll-your-own shop than he does when he buys a name brand. A brigade of store owners, employees, and lobbyists followed Horner out of the committee room after his proposal received a unanimous vote.
That's what you told the board.
I'm going to leave unless you want to let me talk.
Jay Goldberg is with Let It Roll, which operates five shops throughout Central Florida. He disputed Horner's testimony before the committee.
Do you believe the rhetoric that you're saying? Because obviously this has been told to you. But most of the items that you're saying up there are so far from the truth.
Goldberg and others challenge Horner's facts on just about everything. Horner contends that the roll-your-own industry exists because the state imposed higher taxes on cigarettes a couple years ago. He also says by acquiring up to 2% of the market share, the roll-your-own storefronts have cannibalized jobs.
I believe everything I'm saying. I believe that this, you exist, my opinion is, this didn't exist prior to these taxes going in place. The reason your customers come to you is because it's much less expensive to buy from you than to buy from a typical retail.
People willing to spend time making their own cigarettes using automated rolling machines in the store reduce by more than two-thirds the amount of tax they pay at checkout. The rolling machines and cheaper smokes have ignited debates across the country. Legislatures in Indiana and Virginia have debated similar bills this month. The Associated Press reports roll-your-own stores in New York closed amidst a variety of concerns. Frank Mayernick told the committee that it's unfair to subject storefront entrepreneurs to the same regulations as those imposed on major manufacturers who produce iconic brands like Winston and Marlboro. He says people have been using machines to roll cigarettes since at least the 1930s.
But they're renting these machines, like going into a laundromat. They're renting the machines. They're doing it themselves. They walk in, they pick out their pipe tobacco, their loose tobacco, their papers. They put it in the machine. They press a button. They are rolling their own cigarettes in a store now and doing a little bit more efficiently. Now, to compare us to a manufacturer, a cigarette manufacturer can make 20,000 cigarettes in 1 minute.
The automated rollers can produce up to 20 cigarettes a minute. One store employee estimates his shop produces up to 60 cartons a day. And Let It Roll's Jay Goldberg says his stores pay a lot of taxes.
We have a tax called the OTP tax, other tobacco product tax, that we pay 60% at our wholesale number, plus a 25% surcharge, which when you average that out, $100 of wholesale product costs me $175. Other states around us, Ohio, 17% with no surcharge. Pennsylvania, zero. Tennessee, 6.6%. Georgia, 10%. And Louisiana, 33% with no surcharges. So we do pay a fair share of taxes for what we do.
There are about 110 tobacco shops in the state with automated rolling machines. And although the machines collectively can produce tens of thousands of cartons of cigarettes a day, industry spokespeople say they are not manufacturers. They say the stores simply rent the jukebox-sized rolling machines to consumers who like to roll their own. Horner sees things differently.
This isn't entrepreneurship and somebody came up with a better mousetrap, a better way to make tobacco. We heard lots of testimony that the cigarettes stink. So it's not a better product. It's a tax dodge. The mousetrap was, we're going to come out with a way of gaming the system. This didn't exist until the state decided to create this exorbitant sin tax, and now these folks have come up with a way to game the system. It only exists for one reason, to escape your tax liability.
The committee agreed with Horner and passed the bill. It has one more committee stop. A similar Senate bill has yet to be heard in committee. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.